The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is March 1st. This is a month that spring officially arrives. And, I'm ready for it. Even though, we've had a really mild winter when you talk about it, but I'm ready to get out and start working in the yard. We have Dave Mars with us, Columbia Water and Light. Good to have you here,
hey,
Dave.
Paul.
Yeah. We were going to talk today about ways that we can save money with drying our clothes.
Yeah.
You know the best way to save the most money?
I do. I know the best way.
You put a clothesline out there and you hang the clothes outside.
And it dries effortlessly.
It dries and they smell better than anything you can take out of the dryer.
And people go, well, you got to hang it up. Well, that's good exercise to hang it up on the line. And then plus when you take them down, you can take them down orderly. You can fold them up and all that, drop them in the basket. Mm-hmm. When there's a dryer, it's all tangled up and you're going to pull it apart. Right. You got static electricity. I don't know. Just take it outside.
But that there are some areas where you're not allowed to have clotheslines out, because that's not what you do. Well, I grew up, my mother always hung out the clothes, and it just seems like that's a natural thing you do.
Well, of course. When you're a young lad, you have to run between the sheets and stuff and hide from your buddies and stuff. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So if that's the best way to save energy and save money and save the environment on drying your clothes, hang them out. But if you can't hang them out and you do use a dryer, we've got some tips for you here.
Got some tips for you. Now, first thing, of course, you got a filter in that dryer. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think about cleaning that out?
Every time. You got to clean it out. Each time you dry something, pull that filter out and clean it.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're burning a lot more electricity than you have to, and it could be dangerous, too.
Well, it overheats the clothes, too, so you have to watch out for that. And then, of course, going outside the house, we have these different types of vents that you'll see.
Here's go to kbia.org, then click on Talk Shows, and click on Radio Friends, and you can watch this segment.
Yeah.
And you'll see what we're talking about. Now, this is an outside vent that goes from the dryer to the outside of the house.
Correct, right.
And what is
special
about
all these little squares in here, it's good to keep the critters out, but that's also a good spot for lint to gather.
Okay,
so you want to go ahead and take care of that.
It's important if you have one of these covers that have the grate on to take that grate off and clean it.
And you want to also make sure that, there's a flap inside there that keeps the cold air from coming in. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they get stuck open with all that lint buildup, and you got a nice channel for cold air to come into that utility room. A lot of times people say, it's always cold down here. Well, you find out that the trap is open outside.
And you also can have mice crawl in through there. Of course, mice can get in your house anyway.
Yes. Yeah,
no matter how they get in.
Snakes, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here's another one here. Again, you can't see it on the
This looks
radio.
Like, if you're just listening and you're not looking at the video right now, this looks like a Venetian blind.
Yeah. And flaps that open up. A lot of times when we do our energy audits, we'll find a lot of these with the bottom flap or flap missing. They've fallen off or, again, stuck open with lint. And we don't want that cold air coming in the utility room. Plus, it doesn't necessarily help you dry your clothes any faster either if you got a lint blockage out here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were talking to me earlier about some way to really clean your pipe.
Well, I've seen some stuff on television, and I won't give the name of it, but it's a little attachment that you put onto the end of your vacuum cleaner, and I think it goes like 20 or 30 feet down into the dryer and sucks out all the lint. It's important, isn't it, Dave, that you get down and clean inside the dryer?
Yeah, because a lot of times that's where your heating elements are, and you've heard not a lot, but sometimes places get caught on fire because of lint fires.
Yeah.
So it's good to be, if you haven't done it in quite a while, and my dryer is like 30-some-odd years old, so they can go and go and go and build up that stuff over time and not be aware of it.
Now, I try to hang as much stuff as I can outside, but I use the dryer from time to time, especially in the winter. I took the pipes off that go to the outside 2 years ago, or maybe it was last spring. I was amazed, and I thought I'm very conscientious about this, but I was amazed how much lint was built up on the inside of those vent pipes. It's like the pipes had high cholesterol. Is what you think of it. Because you just scoop out the lint.
Sure.
You might keep the ends clean and keep the dryer clean, but make sure you know what's in those pipes.
Yeah, because you have that circular kind of spiral wire in there and plastic, and it's moist, and it's going to grab your lint and what have you. And, yeah, that can lower the efficiency by 20 to 30%.
Yeah.
Now, generally speaking, your dryer is going to cost you around $6 to $8 a month, depending on how many loads you do a week, of course, family size.
Yeah.
So if you can cut that in half by some cleaning, you save a little money and a nice night out.
You know what I did? I ended up taking the pipes off altogether, and I bought one of the longer extension, like pool pipes, you know, mm-hmm. the kind that contract.
The slinky type of pipe.
The slinky mm-hmm. type, right. And I just put that up. Then when you want to clean it, you take it down, you can push it all together and get all the gunk out real easy.
Paul, you're ahead of me today, I tell you.
No, that works.
Good tip.
That works very well.
That's a real good tip.
You get
tip.
One, what do you call those things anyway? Those cut.
Vent pipes?
Yeah, but what do you call them? Slinky pipes?
Vent pipes?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. They're the kind that they're like accordions, that you can stretch them longer or
yeah.
shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Put that up, and then when you need to clean it, take it down. You can push it together and clean it out really easy.
Sure, as opposed to, say, the metal ones, which aren't that collapsible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're a little more long-lived than the plastic ones, but that's a really great idea.
Yeah. So if people want assistance or more information, or if they want to have their home checked for energy efficiency, can they call the City of Columbia?
Call City of Columbia. You can call Boone Electric, too, and other agencies out there would have a person to come to your house and give you a free energy audit like we do in Columbia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when they do a free energy audit, what are they looking for?
Well, you talk a lot about the people's habits and how they're living in their environment, how much they demand the heat to respond to their thermostat. The thermostat's accurate if the hot water's too hot, if there's leaky windows, leaky doors, if there's water heaters that's set up to 150 degrees like I found earlier today. With a dryer vent that was open next to it, so, yeah.
Okay. So you saved that person a lot of money.
Yeah.
One thing that we used to always say, and I don't think it's true, used to say it actually costs more money to turn your thermostat down, and then you have to, when you're home and you turn it back up again, it has to heat the walls and the floors and everything, and it ends up costing more. That's not true, is it?
Not really. It's more of a problem in the summertime when you might want to drop it a little hotter, you know, then come back and turn up the cooker because the humidity factor comes in. And that's
but in the wintertime, you save money by turning it down.
Generous being, yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to do your own metabolism, let you know how low you let it go.
Okay. For more information, it's www.gocolumbiamo.com.
That's right.
And Dave Morris, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks
you're a fountain
on,
of
Paul.
Information.
Nice
okay.
To you. Yeah.
Tomorrow on our show, we're going to talk about Music in the Air concert and classes for the City of Columbia, volunteering. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this or to listen to it again, go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. Bye-bye.